it's still difficult to get a sense of what the rationale is, you know, because there's so little information coming out from the state. But one immediate thought is that they, having unleashed all this lawlessness over the last 5 years, they're worried about implications of it generally for their capacity to maintain order. So they're trying to rationalize or clean up both in the urban areas firstly, but around the land issue generally within the country.
Professor Raftopoulos, war veterans say they will resist this crackdown. Do they have the stamina to do this?
Well, clearly, the state has the capacity to deal with any outbreaks of violence at the moment. I think if the war veterans try to resist this, I think the state would clamp down on them very quickly. The state has clearly used the war veterans for their own purposes, but is also now prepared to stamp down on elements within the war veterans who will resist at this point.
Previously, war veterans under the late Chenjerai Wunji used to resist such forced evictions by the government. What is the problem now in the association that is making it difficult for war veterans to organize and challenge the state?
Well, I mean, they may well challenge, but I think always the state, the army has been the key in dealing with this kind of issue. And with the army seemingly behind the state, I think any move from the war veterans will be determined by the manner in which the army operates.
If the war veterans cannot stop the government from these demolitions, who else can?
At the moment, there's a little possibility of force opposing the state. I think that that's the problem at the moment. The repressive arm of the state is very strong, and there's very little likelihood at the moment of anybody else stopping them.
How would this crackdown play in the 2008 presidential election?
I think it's too early to answer that question.